Every day I go to work.
Welcome to World Music Matters from Radio France International with me, Alison Hurd. It's 20 years since French cellist Vincent Segal and drummer Cyril Attef formed the duo Bomb Cello. They gave their first concerts in a bar in Paris with the idea of replacing the DJ with cello and drums, and apparently it worked. In 2006, they won the electronic dance category at the Victoire de la Musique Awards without even playing any electronic instruments. They've now released their eighth joint album, and it's called Monster Talk. Vincent, Cyril, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Alison.
Let's listen to a bit more of this song, Every Day. It's from your new album, and then we'll talk a bit about your unique musical universe.
Every day, I go to work.
Gentlemen, every day I go to work, every day I get work done. We see you on the video. You're either in concert, you're recording, you're dancing. This looks like the best job in the world.
Oh,
is
yeah.
that the way you see your music?
Vincent says we're not working really. It's just pleasure, you know, just play nonstop, rehearse. It's not really work like going to the factory, you know.
Yeah, some people sometimes they say, what do you do? What is your job? And I'm like, I'm seeing nothing. And they're like, what do you mean nothing? I said, yeah, I'm a musician. Because I don't like the attitude of saying, yeah, musician is very hard and you have to work a lot. Of course we play, I play hours, but it's, for me it's just pleasure. It's like, I never worked actually. Like me, I never even babysit, you know. I never did.
You never did anything outside of music.
Yeah.
Well, and you, Sid?
Yeah, I did a lot of different gigs in when I was living in Los Angeles. Selling sandwiches, salads, working on construction sites, working on Nutella pot.
You've suffered.
A little bit.
I get work, I get work, I get work.
20 years that you've been together. Can you just be serious for one moment?
Mm-hmm.
Give listeners around the world a sense of who Bomb Cello is.
Well, Bomb Cello is two very eclectic musicians. Vincent comes from more from classical music. I started out more from pop and punk and reggae, you know, and jazz. You know, I went to jazz studies in Berklee College of Music in Boston, and we met in 95 in Paris and started playing together in different bands and started working with this famous French artist called M. Mathieu Chedid. And in 1999, we decided to start this duo, and we told each other, let's just improvise, 100% improvisation. Let's not rehearse, just invent. And we wanted to be like a giant DJ, you know, playing all different styles of music, you know, and just mixing classical with like Haitian music or anything, you know, total liberty.
And did it work straight away, Vincent?
It had to work because we said to the guy, don't worry, we're improvising, but it's not going to be like cerebral improvisation for hours. The objective is really like to make the people dance. And Cyril is the guy for that. When he's like eating the bass drum, always you want to move. That's why he liked the idea of bomb.
I want people to sweat.
You want them to get off their bombs.
Oh, exactly. Like,
and he likes this kind of like, we played yesterday And after 20 years, people, they're like, oh, we've seen your show. I was 15, 14. And it's the same energy. Yesterday, everybody was dancing from the beginning of the concert to the end. Yeah.
Electro scene like when you entered into it?
We were getting out of the drum and bass jungle scene, you know, that came out in like 94, 95 in England. I discovered that in England. So there was still that kind of drum and bass techno, like hardcore techno. Then minimal came and all that, and all different kinds of styles, you know, but it was kind of like a drum and bass, basically.
One of the last concerts in Paris, a young guy from England, he came and he's like, oh, you played some drum and bass, and now those kids are like 17 and they collect LPs from the 90s, early 90s. And it's funny because now I'm 52, so this time is like kind of vintage. And it's kind of funny because we did like two tunes with like Steve Arguilles, who was mixing, and very like drum and bass from like 90s sound.
The music on this album, Monster Talk, it's incredibly varied. You've got Haitian Ra-Ra on a song like Ra Lontano. On the song Orange is the New White, it's a very different atmosphere. It's very ethereal.
He sat on a wall. Great fall. One man can't rule the world, even if he tries.
You say, Cyril, he sat on a wall, he built a great wall, he had a great fall. One man can't rule the world, even if he tries. You're singing it, you've got a bit of a Leonard Cohen voice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about President Donald Trump?
Yeah, yeah, he inspires a lot of people. Maybe we shouldn't give him
too much publicity.
Yeah, because he gets a lot of attention and he loves attention. He loves haters and he loves lovers, you know. But, I mean, we got to talk about this asshole, you know.
He really likes to be direct to the point. Me, I really like when he's talking about one man and it can be anybody. And I really like the serious voice, like, of course, it reminds me also of Leonard Cohen, very low and simple. And
he sat on a wall.
Like that, yeah.
This is fertig. Wir können walzen. Mein Kolumbien, liebe Heimat, auf Wiedersehen.
Why do you sometimes sing in German, Cyril?
I was born in Berlin to a French mother and Persian father. And Vincent actually asked me to write more in German for this album. So it was cool. I rapped a little bit in German on a song called Makaba. And Vals du Cartel, it's like a waltz. Mm-hmm. I sing in German, kind of like Marlene Dietrich style, you know. I like it, you know. German sounds cool too. A lot of people don't like the sound of German. I like the sound of German, you know.
Yeah. Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Ein bisschen.
And, you speak German.
Ich lese gern, ja.
What does that mean?
I read in
German.
Deutsch, in German.
Ah,
I like,
read in German.
And I like the idea of being European, so... Cyril is a great talker. He can speak many languages. I like when he switches between German, English, French very fast. Yeah. I love this kind of family, cosmopolitan energy. I love it.
Mm.
And I think it's very important for Bomcello.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we played a lot outside. But on the other hand, we still like local band from Paris. But I like the idea of like playing and thinking about different countries and way of playing and music. I come from classical, and Bach, in the suite, cello suite, he used like Almond from Deutschland, Menuet from France, Gig from England, and it was like 17th century, you know, like 1685 till 1750. And so the time at Cosmopolite was always the way for the musician, I believe.
Mein Kolumbien, liebe Heimat, auf Wiedersehen.
Monster Talk, what is that a reference to?
I was thinking about social media when I wrote that song. About the haters, the lovers that just give their opinions every second, millions of people on Twitter or Facebook. A lot of negative shit, and of course, positive too, you know. You can learn a lot of stuff on the internet. You can learn so much, you can listen to different radios, but it seems like people's brains are shrinking, you know, today. It's funny, it's this maybe lack of curiosity, even with such huge knowledge that we have on the internet, you know. Basically, Monster Talk is like millions of monsters talking at the same time, you know, giving their opinions. They created a monster, you know, those GAFA people, GAFA, yeah, internet.
Google and yeah, Facebook. Internet.
And basically, I read books about this, and it's incredible because what was Apple's big boss, Steve Jobs, yeah. He and other guys who invented these, you know, these smartphones, he told his kids, you're not allowed to have smartphones. We eat together at dinner. There's nobody looking at their screens, you know. It's incredible. They invent something, but at the same time, they know it's the worst, you know. You create a monster, but you know, so it's just business, you know. It's money, money, money.
I disagree with that because I think it's just you have to preserve it. Your life and young people to be not always in, but I really like internet anyway.
Oh, yeah,
it changed my life,
great,
use it a lot.
For music, it's been an incredible tool, hasn't it? Allowed people to get their music out there without having to go through always labels and without traveling. Cyril, you're slightly eccentric on stage. Sometimes you take your shirt off. You always wear quite a funny hat.
A lot of hats.
A lot of hats. And Vincent, you've often got a nice little scarf and you're rather composed and with your electric cello. But you clearly have, there is something that bonds you.
Yeah.
You're like an old couple.
Yeah. The bum and the cello bonds us.
I don't know what it's true, some people, they think we are very different, but I can see in our lifestyle, it's not so much different. Because Cyril, he loves culture, like I do. He loves good food, like I do. The only stuff he likes, I don't like, is sport. He likes to be sportive, I hate sport. But otherwise, I think we are very together and...
And you both love music, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And, he knows very well. Cyril is like, he said he starts from punk, but he's a guy, he has a huge knowledge about any kind of style of music from everywhere. I don't know how he does.
Because I'm a curious guy.
Stay curious. For your 15th anniversary, you played for 15 hours at a concert hall in Paris. For your 20th anniversary, can we expect you to go for 20 hours?
We'll see.
You could, Cyril.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but we gotta we have to find a concept.
But we want to do something different, so we have different ideas.
I have an idea.
But I'm very happy and proud we're still very good friends after 20 years, and not even the business destroyed us or whatever. It's
like a lot of bands.
Yeah, it's very important for us.
Thanks for sticking together. Thanks for being the odd couple.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alison.
Yeah. Yeah, ring a ton, cause I'm a guy, man of macabre. Yeah.
And that was Vincent Segal and drummer Cyril Atef from the duo Bum Cello, ending this edition of World Music Matters. From me, Alison Hurd. Bye for now.